We're chatting live right now with Fred Cox, ahead of the National Franchise Show. Fred, we chatted last year. I know that. It's good to talk to you again, my friend.
Yeah, John. Great to hear your voice again, and great to be back on your show here.
What I always like about what you do and what franchising and the opportunities are that are there, I think a lot of people out there consider themselves good business people. They like to manage. They know that they can grow a business. But either they lack or don't want to take the risks involved of a brand new brick and mortar business that's going to compete against some chain and ultimately lose people's investments or lose their own time and energy. I feel like a franchise is great for people who have that entrepreneurial spirit. Maybe, I don't know if a safer bet is the right word, Fred, but something a little bit more plug and play, something a little bit more that allows them to use their talents the way they should be.
Yeah, no, that's certainly accurate. You're right. It is all about managing risk is a huge aspect of things when you're looking at owning your own business and making a career change. And many people who are looking for, you know, a leg up and a way to move forward in their future, do better financially, but also take control of their life and of their work world. Well, certainly franchising is a great way that does mitigate a lot of risk. But really, you know, if people are doing their research, John, they can find a type of franchise that is going to be a good fit with their past experience that they can bring to the table, and they can really take advantage of all of the experience that a franchise system can bring to the table. And that gives them a much better chance of success in terms of somebody else who's doing the legwork from a technology perspective, from trying things out in many other places. And yeah, owning your own business is certainly has its risks to it. And I think just as the advertiser I heard as I was coming on here talked about, you know, mitigating your risk as you head to whatever years you're heading toward.
Right.
This is really about making sure that you're putting things, you know, giving yourself the best chance of success. And that's what people are looking for, is the best chance to create a life for themselves. And you really go in with some partners behind you when you're in a franchise system.
So the event is at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center, April 11th and 12th. That's coming up here this weekend. And can people walk in and explore all the different kinds of franchises that are available? Maybe some are a little bit more plug and play, as I mentioned, which is probably not the right phrase to use, but maybe here's how we do things and here's how you can be a part of it, to maybe other franchises that give you a little bit more leeway or flexibility, want your input on things. I guess what I'm asking is, people can go to this show, learn a lot about a lot of different franchises, and find out which one might be the best fit for them.
That's right. That's exactly it. There's over 80 brands there this weekend, John, which is the biggest collection that we brought to town in a number of years. So we're excited to see, you know, in your region, the show get very, very popular. And we're certainly expecting over 2,000 people to come through the show this weekend. So there is a strong interest in entrepreneurship and of owning a business. And yes, the real key and the biggest part about this show that makes me excited is that people, it's the ultimate place to do your research. You know, there's one thing about doing your research online, popping up your Google machine and seeing, you know, learning what's out there. But the way you really find people who are going to be partners for life is to get out there and meet them face to face, look them in the eye, you know, talk to many of the franchisees that they will bring to the show who have been in your exact position, who might be looking or who bought a franchise in the last few years and are out there talking about their experience at the show. So this is a place where you really need to do your research and compare and contrast. And you mentioned exactly every franchise has a very different model, and they all have different things that are, you know, demand certain consistencies or things that will allow you the freedom. So that's exactly it. And when you have the most number of choices under one roof, that's when you're going to make the best decision for yourself and ask as many questions. That's where you really want to use the Google tool to ask, what question should I be asking at a franchise show? Because that's where you'll really find the people who are going to be a best fit for you as a potential partner, and ask all of those questions and really see who you're comfortable with and which format could be best for the type of experience that you're bringing to the table. So this is beyond a compare from a research tool if you've ever thought about owning your own business.
I think a lot of people might be nodding along, being like, oh, this is a cool opportunity for me. This is going to get me out of the rut of my 9-to-5. I know I have more to offer. I kind of want my own thing. and this sounds great, but I don't know fast food. I don't know if I don't want to work in fast food. I think that's what people think when they think franchise. And oh my gosh, looking at the website, franchiseshowinfo.com, there are so many different kind of businesses that I wouldn't even have imagined are part of a franchise system.
There really is. That's right. So we have everything from amongst the over 80 brands that I mentioned, home services, a number of different brands in home services, senior care, wellness and healthcare, which is a huge growing industry as we think of the population glut that's heading into their senior years. Printing and business services, automotive franchises are available in various aspects of automotive. Things like pet care, personal care, fitness, grooming, wireless, sports, all of those types of industries are represented. So some people who are out there might be looking and say, geez, I have experience in that industry, and I never thought it would be the type of franchise that I might want to own. Well, this is the nice thing about coming to a show like this. You can see all these different industries. And again, that's where to have your best chance of success, if you're going to match up your experience and what your interests and your passions are with a franchise that's got all the tools and proven history behind you, that's going to give you the best chance to really enjoy what you're doing. And when you enjoy what you're doing and you also have some experience in it, that's, again, couple that with franchises that have been successful in other parts of the country, and you really maximize your chance of being successful and creating happiness. So, yeah, franchising is a heck of a lot more than just food. And for people to explore it, it really can be a neat way to own a business.
I feel like a lot of people that go to this and will be going this weekend are going to really run the scale of people who are determined to run a franchise. They know they wanted to do this. They're going to walk in and they're going to know exactly the questions to ask. And then I think there's going to be some of those people that are like when you go to adopt a dog shelter and you're like, I'm just going to pet a couple dogs. I'm just going to look at them. I'm not walking home with a dog. And then of course you end up going home with them. Some people who are just casually into it, and then they get this energy from the franchise show that really takes them over and brings them to the finish line. And I'm sure everyone is welcome in that spectrum, Fred. I do got to scoot, so I'm not even giving you time too much more to say. But essentially, it's this weekend, Donnelly Stevens, and tickets are online, and there's some 2-for-1 options. They're really inexpensive tickets that people can take advantage of, right?
They are, exactly. And there's amazing seminars. There's 14 seminars on that are free with your 2-for-1 $10 ticket, so the investment is so little, and it's the only show of its kind that comes to town this year. So if you've ever thought about dipping your toe in the water of owning a business, you can't miss coming to the Donald Stevens this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And again, you get education and learn a lot about owning a franchise.
See, Fred, this is what's going to happen to me. I was talking about myself. I'm going to walk in and end out with the franchise because that's how it works with me. Fred, I appreciate it. We'll post all the website and information for tickets, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks very much, John. Appreciate it.
Good luck this weekend. Let's take a break. We'll wrap things up. News next from the Northwestern Medicine.